Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building an Amen Science workflow in Ableton Live 12, and the big idea is simple. Start in session view, prove the groove, then turn that energy into a proper arrangement view blueprint without losing the grime, the swing, or the DJ-friendly structure that makes drum and bass hit so hard. This is not about making a loop and calling it done. It's about creating a sub-sign workflow blueprint. That means your sub-line, your Amen edits, your bass movement and your transition effects are all designed as one living system. First you test it like a performer in session view. Then you capture it into arrangement view and shape it into a real tune with tension, release, and progression. Why this works in D&B is because the genre moves fast. The floor needs contrast fast. The break needs to breathe. The sub needs to stay clean. And the bass needs to bring menace without turning the low end into mush. Session view is perfect for rapid testing. Arrangement view is where you make the track feel intentional. So let's build it properly. First, set up a small session view skeleton that's made for arrangement, not endless looping. Keep it focused. You want tracks for drums or Amen, sub, mid-bass or res, and effects or atmosphere. If you use returns for delay and reverb, keep those ready too. At the start, only make a few scenes. Think intro, drop, and variation. That's enough. Don't overbuild. Keep the clips short and functional. On the Amen track, load one break loop, then duplicate it into variations. On the sub track, write a simple MIDI phrase. On the bass track, build one clip that supports the groove and one that answers it. What to listen for here is whether the break still feels urgent when the sub comes in, and whether the bass leaves room for the snare backbeat. If the answer is no, simplify before you add more. That's a real producer move. More is not always better. Better is better. Now let's talk about the Amen core. Start with the break as audio, and use warp markers only as much as you need to keep it locked. For darker D&B, don't overstraighten the swing. Let it breathe a little. The groove should feel skippy, but disciplined. A strong way to work is to create two versions of the break. One is your fuller A version with more top end and ghost detail. The other is your B version, tighter and a little more stripped, with a snare and kick more forward. That gives you instant contrast without rebuilding the whole thing. You can shape the break with stock Ableton tools. EQ8 is your cleanup tool. High pass the useless sub rumble, usually somewhere around 25 to 40 Hz. If the break feels boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz. If the top gets harsh, soften it around 7 to 10 kHz. Then add a little saturator, just enough to give the break bite without flattening the life out of it. What to listen for is really important here. The snare should feel like it sits in front of the break, not buried inside it. And the ghost notes should add momentum, not nervousness. If the Amen starts sounding thin after editing, you probably remove too much body. Bring back a little low mid weight and let the rest stay lean, nice and controlled. Now for the sub. This is where a lot of D&B tunes either become huge or fall apart. The sub should be a phrase, not a drone. It should interact with the break, not sit underneath everything like a permanent fog. Write it in MIDI. Keep it short and intentional. Start with root notes on the downbeat, maybe a note after the snare, and a pickup before a phrase change. Use note lengths around an eighth to half a bar depending on how busy the break is. Keep it mono. Keep it centered. If you're using operator, a clean sign-based foundation is usually enough. If you use wave-eatable, resist the temptation to make the sub wide. Save width for higher layers. Why this works in D&B is because the sub becomes part of the rhythm section. It's not just pitch support. It actually helps drive the tune forward, while the break stays alive on top. That's the balance. Check the groove in context. Listen to drums only. Then drums plus sub. Then drums plus sub plus bass. If the groove loses punch when the sub enters, your notes are probably too long or the pocket is too crowded around the kick and snare. Next, create the mid-bass answer. Here you've got two really useful directions. You can go with res pressure, or you can go with stabby menace. If you want rolling pressure, build a detuned mid-focused bass with wave-eatable or analog. Keep the stereo mostly in the upper mids, not the sub. Add a light chorus ensemble or use internal detune, but be careful. The width should live above the foundation. If you want more aggression and space, go with a shorter bass stab. Shape the envelope for punch. Add saturator or overdrive for grit. Then maybe auto-filter for motion. A good chain for either approach is simple. EQ8 to remove anything below about 80 to 120 Hz if this layer is not supposed to own the low end. Then saturator, then auto-filter, and maybe compressor if the line jumps around too much. What to listen for is whether the bass creates a response to the break without masking the snare. And also, does it still feel strong when you turn the volume down? If it disappears at low volume, the harmonics are too weak. It needs more presence, not just more level. At this point, start thinking about your session view scenes as arrangement clues. Don't make every clip the same length. Let the scene lengths imply the structure. Maybe your intro scene is 8 bars with sparse drums, filtered atmosphere, and a hint of sub. Then your drop scene is 16 bars with the full amen, sub, and bass. Then a variation scene gives you a different break edit, a new bass rhythm, or a transition fill. You can bring the break in first. Let the sub enter after 4 or 8 bars, then add the bass layer after the listener has locked into the groove. That pacing matters. DNB phrases need to feel mixable. The listener should always feel the floor shifting in clear blocks. If you add an atmospheric clip, use auto filter to open it gradually and then cut it away at the drop. That pressure change does a lot of work without cluttering the track. And honestly, small moves like this often hit harder than huge cinematic sweeps. Before you commit to arrangement view, audition your transitions in session view. This is where you test your fills, reverses, noise swells, snare pickups, and sub dropouts. Keep them as separate clips so you can try them between scenes. Use reverb carefully for tails, echo for throws, auto filter for movement, and utility if you need a quick gain or width adjustment. What to listen for is very simple. Does the fill point clearly to the new section, or does it steal attention from the downbeat? In heavier DNB, the best transitions are short and decisive. If the fill is too washed out, the drop loses impact. Reduce the reverb, shorten the tail, or remove one layer. Let the drop do the talking. Now print the performance into arrangement view. Record the scene launches and keep the strongest real time choices. This is the moment where the blueprint becomes a track. As you record, listen for any clip launches that land too early or too late. Listen for moments where a variation actually feels better than the main idea. And listen for bass notes that clash once the full section is playing. This is your first major commit point, so don't rush past it. If the core drop already works with drums, sub, and bass in sequence, stop tweaking and capture it. Then clean the structure in arrangement view. In the timeline, trim dead space, align fills to 8 or 16 bar boundaries, and make sure the intro actually creates anticipation. The drop should land with enough negative space around the snare. If it feels busy, it's probably because too many elements are fighting for the same moment. Now refine with contrast. The first drop should introduce the identity. The second drop should prove it can evolve. That evolution can be simple but meaningful. Swap the fuller break for the tighter one. Remove one sub note every 4 bars. Change the bass rhythm in the second half of the drop. Strip the top percussion for a few bars, then bring it back harder. A solid DNB backbone often looks like a 16 bar intro, a 16 bar build, a 32 bar first drop, an 8 bar switch or breakdown, a 32 bar second drop, and a 16 bar outro. That's not a rule, but it's a very usable framework. It keeps the tune DJ friendly and easy to mix, while still giving you enough room for evolution. Here's another useful coach check. Can the listener still identify the snare backbeat within 2 bars? If not, the arrangement is probably too crowded somewhere. Usually the problem is one of 3 things. The sub notes are too long, the mid bass is living too low, or the amen edit is carrying too much low mid body. Fix the roll, not just the volume. Also, watch the low end at the exact moment the arrangement changes. That transition bar is where the track often reveals its weakness. The sub may collide with a fill, the break tail may blur the next downbeat, or the bass answer may steal the snare's first impact. If a transition only works when you stare at the screen, it's not ready yet. Do a low end and mono pass before you call it done. Keep the sub mono with utility if you need to. Collapse the bass layer to mono and check whether the hook still works. Mute the bass layer and make sure the break still carries the groove. Mute the break and make sure the sub still implies movement. If the bass is too wide, reduce stereo content below about 120 Hz. If the kick and sub are fighting, shorten the sub note length or move the bass rhythm away from the kick transient. And if the master feels congested, pull down the bass group instead of just smashing the limiter harder. A really strong result sounds like this. The sub feels anchored, the amen is alive but not messy, and the whole drop punches even on small speakers. That's the sweet spot. Now let's lock the workflow habit. Save the session view version as your live sketch. Keep the arrangement view as your timeline truth. If you find a better fill, a stronger amen edit, or a tighter bass response while arranging, print that improvement back into your session view clips too. That back and forth is the edge. Session view is for performance logic and fast testing. Arrangement view is for structure, contrast, and finish. Name your scenes by function, not by vibe. Intro sparse. Drop full. Switch tight. Break down empty. That forces you to think like an arranger, not a clip collector. A few quick pro reminders for darker, heavier D&B. Use the amen as a tension engine, not just a drum loop. Cut out one key transient for a bar before the drop or the switch. That absence makes the return feel bigger. Keep the harshness in the upper mids, not the sub. A gritty Reis can live around 200 Hz to 4 kHz, while the sub stays stable and simple. Let one element beat unstable at a time. If the break is wild, keep the bass disciplined. If the bass is snarling and modulated, simplify the break. That keeps the track readable while still sounding dangerous.